Okay. Let's take prayer 101 just to start with. I don't remember otherwise. Okay, I'm a little inspired from this prisoner episode 3 or 4 or something, where he is all of a sudden waking up in his bed with a moustache and a completely different person. And I was thinking, you know, if we would take you one night, maybe make you fall asleep for an extra 24 hours or something so we can arrange it all. And we had all the resources, abilities to make you into another person. I mean, plastic surgery is probably not okay, unless you want to keep you asleep for half a year or something, but something smart. And then you wake up in another place, another town, another home, other friends, other family. And they say, maybe at a hospital, and they say, "Hey, you, how are you? Are you okay? And you had this," and they say something, "you fell or this and that, and you were in coma for a while. And do you remember anything?" And then he starts explaining, and he's explaining his other life. And then they go, you know, looking at the doctor. Yeah, that's how it is, a little bewildering in the beginning. You know, when you dream at night, you are in another world and think it's reality. So just think of it if you are dreaming for months. Yeah, I mean, they could have kept him in that state for months so he can grow a moustache and this and that. So everything there, in other words, you have a completely new surrounding, people, everything, and they remember you all the same way. I can tell you your whole life story, you know, parents talking. I mean, it would be cruel to do. You become more and more bewildered, and you call mother and father. "Please tell me now, really, for real, what's reality here?" And then they tell you the fake story also. So it would be a heavy film, or whatever it will be. But the question is, can you do with that? Can you make a person, any person, buy that and believe that his or her entire life so far was just a dream,